farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we share some tips to remember when conducting a plant tissue analysis. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Several factors can influence how a plant receives nutrients from the soil. The soil's fertility level, temperature, compaction and moisture, along with fertilizer application, are a few of these factors. Here are some tips to bear in mind when doing a plant tissue analysis. It is advised that leaves at the same growth stage are used for the analysis.
You don't take some leaves that are old and are ready to die versus some that are just opening, expanding then, because you want to have, when you have taken all these samples, you want it to be a true representation of what is going on. For example, if you're taking from a plant, the leaves at the bottom of the plant, say like a tomato, the lower leaves, some of the nutrients would have migrated to the other leaves already, because you'd recognize that those would be like getting ready to die. So you wouldn't want to bring in samples like those. And at the same time, you don't want to take samples that are at the top that all the nutrients have not reached as yet.
Land Capability Planner at the Agricultural Land Management Division, Pamela McKenzie. A clean plastic container should also be used to collect a plant tissue sample. Do not expose the container to heat. Wrap the sample in a slightly dampened medium such as tissue. And bring the sample directly to the lab after collecting it to ensure the integrity of the sample. Taking a plant tissue sample for testing requires technical guidance and assistance.
There is no way for the farmer without a chemical analysis to tell the exact amount of what he has in his soil. He might be able to say, oh, I think it has this or I think it has that, but it's not definitive. It's only when you do an analysis we're able to tell you that, yes, you have sufficient phosphate in the soil or no, you don't have sufficient phosphate in the soil.
So contact the Agricultural Land Management Division at 967-0441 for further information. Before we share our proverb for today, here's a soil fact. The soils in Jamaica are named based on where they were first found.
You may have Linstead clay in Linstead, but it is found in another parish. We also use the USDA classification, but for ease, we use local names so persons can easily identify them.
Land Capability Planner at the Agricultural Land Management Division, Pamela McKenzie. And now for our proverb of the day. Peacock hide him foot when him hear about him teal. And this means, a proud person does not usually point out their own faults.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. The first stop will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Portland on Friday, September 25, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SagiCorp, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Friday, September 25 at the Errol Flynn Marina in Portland, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
That brings us to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.